Welcome to the Family Story Podcast, where we talk about family relationships, important family events, and most of all, family stories that can be passed on for generations to come. I'm your host, Rick Jensen, and I'm glad you've joined us today. So sit back, listen, learn, and love as we talk about your family in this episode of the Family Story Podcast. Welcome to the Family Story Podcast. Today in our studio, via video phone call, we have Seth Smith, who just returned from the Philippines Legazpi Mission. Welcome, Seth. Seth just returned home, as I just mentioned, from the Philippines Legazpi Mission, and he's visiting with us via video phone because of the quarantine outbreak of coronavirus, and we'll talk more about that later and how that played a part in his mission. But first, one of the things that I want to do is just get started and talk to you about your mission call, the Philippines. Tell me what your feelings were when you got that call. That's awesome. So you wanted to go foreign.
Yeah, I did.
That's great. You talk about you wanted to have a different lifestyle. Tell me, when you got off the plane and you started to get settled there with your first companion, what did you notice about the lifestyle and the culture that was different that just really stood out to you? Yeah, that's great. So when you stopped people and had a conversation with them, what language were you speaking? Tell me what your experience was like learning that language. So how long were you out for before you finally felt like you had a good hold on the language? I'm kind of confused about what you mean by different jobs. Does that mean like a different dialect? Is that what you mean by that? Oh, that's yeah, that does. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you for sharing that. So, as you went out there and you got a good hold of the language, you started communicating with the people better, you were undoubtedly going to have some experiences. And being in a foreign country, some people might look at that as really challenging experiences or adventurous experiences. Could you tell me about a challenging or adventurous experience that you might have had while you were out there? How did you keep positive amidst all this? Because you say, it was hard, but you went there and that you felt a lot of joy when you shared the message with people, even though it was hard to get there. And second question, did you ever get sick? Because you do bring up sickness. Did you ever get sick? Did it hit you from going out in these murky waters? Did the same sicknesses affect the Filipino people? So, did you have any companions? You mentioned you had two Filipino companions. Did you have companions that were also from America? Yeah, how was that, like, the cultural difference, and how did you manage the cultural difference inside of your companionship? While they were serving their mission? So how did you connect with him? What did you do? Thank you. There's lots of highs and lows in a mission. You've shared with us about going through a whole month-long ordeal without electricity and difficulties that way. Tell us about some of the highs that you experienced while you're on your mission.
Yeah.
Thank you. You ended up coming home earlier than anticipated because of the coronavirus. Tell me how that all played out. How did the message come to you? What were your feelings when you heard it? And how did you deal with those feelings? Now I want to hear your feelings on that after you got that message. When you arrived at where the Americans were going to be, what happened? What were your feelings? That's good. That is a blessing. So now that you've been home, you've been in quarantine for 2 weeks, and you've probably had a lot of time to think about your mission and, you know, the differences of what you're experiencing now and what you experienced then, and the sacrifice of giving up so much time to serve the Lord. How do you know if the Lord accepted your sacrifice? That's a great answer. Thank you. If there's a message that you could leave with anybody who listens to this podcast, what would that message be? Thank you. That's a beautiful message. Missionaries often have the opportunity to share their testimony. And from your mission, it sounds like you would share your testimony in Tagalog. Would you be willing to share your testimony in Tagalog for us today? Amen. Thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you for joining us today. We want to thank our listeners also for joining us today on the Family Story Podcast. We hope you join us again next time. Thank you for joining us today on the Family Story Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. The Family Story Podcast is a production of Harmony Audio Recordings. This podcast is strictly prohibited for use without permission. For more information about Family Story Podcast, or to create your own Family Story Podcast, contact us at familystorypodcast.com. We hope you join us again soon and encourage you to go create a family memory today.